Okay. I've been doing this for 6 years. God, it's been that long. But I, you know, like Sharon said, you know, I wanted to, I was born, raised in a Christian home. I went to private Christian schools all my life. I knew all the Bible stories. I knew all the doctrine. I knew all the stuff. And I always wanted to go through the Bible in Greek and Hebrew. I just thought it would just, you know, be amazing. And it has been. But, you know, I was telling Ann last week, you know, you come the first time and people sit there and, you know, they're answering questions and you're going, how do they know that stuff, you know? And, you know, I'll never know that. And so I came in the first time thinking, God, I know everything, you know, and this is no problem. And, you know, he starts talking and you find out how much you don't know. And, you know, you think you know answers to questions and you find out, no, those aren't the answers to the questions that you thought they were. And so I just told myself, you know, you take the interlineal. And I took it home to my mom, and I let her look at it. And she goes, really seriously, you're going to do this? And I said, yeah, really seriously, Mom, I'm going to do it. 6 months. I'm going to give it 6 months. And then, you know, I'll decide after 6 months whether I'm going to, you know, stick with it or find something else to do on Wednesday nights. But, yeah, it takes time. You just sit there. He says it over and over again. I think the stuff we did last week, I think I have heard for the 15th time in 6 years. But, you know, you still get something out of it. But I just came in and I decided instead of focusing on the Greek and Hebrew, because I was taking Hebrew at that time too, I thought what I would do, I'm just going to focus on the Bible and what he tells me about the Bible. And then I kind of got really into it and I kind of started thinking, I know that word. I could say that word. I could pronounce that. I could read that sentence. I could read that whole verse. And, you know, he challenged me once in a while and pushed me a little bit because I think he knows I like to learn. And so he pushed me a little bit to, you know, go a little bit farther. And I don't know, those of you who were last week, I answered a question. I was shocked myself that I knew the answer to that. But I thought, gee, I am still learning something, you know. But I didn't focus on the verb tenses. I didn't focus on, you know, I'm not into linguistics like he is. And, you know, I know English. I can speak English. But ask me what tense it's in. Ask me what the subject verb adjectives, all that. I don't know, and I don't really care, but you're amazed at how much you really learn about the English language by coming here and learning about the Hebrew language because you and Greek, because you learn how important the verb tense is. You learn to identify the subject and who's speaking to who and what's being said, and it just becomes kind of it's almost like a game for me now. Because it's kind of like I'm trying to play along with him and figure out where he's going and what he's going to say. So the thing to me is you just got to give it time. I love to come to this class, and there's been semesters I haven't been able to come because they give me too many classes and I can't come at night. And I really missed it because, you know, I wasn't having that biblical stimulation every week, but also because I liked the class. And getting questions answered that you may not be able to get answered anywhere else. And sometimes he'll say something, and I'll take it to another pastor, and I'll say, this is what he said. What are you thinking? You know, you might get a different perspective. But don't get overwhelmed with the language. You know, some of you are sitting there shaking your head. You know what I'm talking about. Because it is overwhelming. It is overwhelming. But once you start seeing the words and you start, because especially Greek, it's so much like English once you get the idea of the words. So I really hate coming to class, and especially at the beginning, like of a session like this is, and then people are here for 1 day or 2 days, and then they never show up again. Because you got to give it a chance. If you really want to learn the Bible in Greek and Hebrew, you just got to give it a chance. And that's just my suggestion to you. If you ever want to talk to me about it, I'm more than happy to talk to any of you about it. Or, you know, if you say, you know, I didn't really understand this. Neither do I, so don't ask me about that part. But, you know, Ann and I stood on the parking lot the other night and talked for, what, 5-10 minutes, and just, you know, she was just relaying her concerns to me, and she's back, so obviously I said the right things. But
I was overwhelmed.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, Roger, we understand that. Sharon, we understand that. Yes. We can relate to that. So don't let that hang you up, because it is fun, it is challenging, it is interesting. And he'll tell you things that you've never heard before and present things in a way that you've never been presented before. So good luck. That's all I can say to you. Stick with it. Give it a chance.
Thank you.